Greetings to each of you today, and thankful to be in the Lord's house. We know that it's empty here, but we know that the prayers have filled the room, and we really feel that. I've really been thankful for our healthcare team committee that has really worked hard to bring some messages to the church. And we have asked Sister Amber Miller from our Champaign congregation to give us an update and some mental health tips today. So Amber is a clinical social worker. And as many of you know, she worked at ACCFS for quite some time. And she is now the missionary care coordinator for Harvest Call. And so we've asked Amber to give us an update. So we'll look to her now for that. Thanks, Amber.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the opportunity to be here today. So it's been an interesting couple weeks, hasn't it? As we thought about just the different changes in our lives that have happened. And one of the things that I'm noticing is that, at least for me, some of the adrenaline rush and the novelty of coronavirus is starting to wear off. And so now we really are getting into more of a routine of staying at home and what does that look like. And at least here in Illinois, we know that that's going to last at least until the end of April. So there's a lot of different responses that that's bringing up in people. You have people, even probably in this congregation, that still haven't quite come to terms with it and still are pretty resistant to some of the restrictions that are coming out. And then you have some people on the other side of that spectrum that are overly concerned. You know, what if I infect someone and maybe taking even more precautions than are being laid out right now? And I think one of the things that I just want to encourage is that during this time, it is not any of our jobs to try to change somebody's opinion or to change how they feel comfortable with what they're doing right now. We don't know everyone's situation. We don't know all of their health backgrounds, if they are at a higher risk. And so I just want to encourage each of us to be supportive in what we are and how we're relating to each other. I think just another thing along with that is to remember to be careful even in how we interact with each other online, what you're posting, what you're sharing on social media. Again, it's not your job to try to lay all this out for the rest of your friends on social media. And just be careful, because there is a lot of fake news, there's a lot of sensationalized stuff out there, and so you might be spreading some rumors or you might be spreading more panic than you realize. So I want to talk a little bit about how this is impacting people individually and how they're processing it. And one of the things that is happening is that for most of us, we have a lot more time where we are alone with our thoughts. And any time that we're alone with our thoughts, what I noticed when I worked primarily as a counselor, is that your worries and your anxieties can really grow. All of the fears go unchallenged, and all of a sudden, they can just speed up in your mind, and so all the what-ifs really start to become more and more real. And so I want you to think through, what are ways that you can keep your mind pretty engaged right now? It's been really neat to hear some of the things that people are doing to reach out or to connect. And so, first of all, I just want to encourage you that this is an opportunity to reach out to those around you in new ways. Think about, in all of our congregations, there's probably a number of people in the healthcare field who are probably extra busy right now. And so maybe that would be an opportunity for someone who's not as busy to make them a meal and to take a meal over to their family. Again, that's something you can do and still adhere to social distancing, but it's a way that you can let someone in your congregation know that you're thinking about them, you recognize that their lives are different too, their lives are busy, and you can show support. You could also do that with neighbors. If you realize that maybe you have an elderly neighbor that really shouldn't be out getting groceries, offer to do that for them. Again, it's a way that you can let them know that you're thinking of them. Another tip that I would just encourage you is to really limit your exposure to social media right now and just news in general. Pick a couple reliable sources and go with those, stick with those, but be careful how much time you are spending. You know, if that's the first thing that you're doing in the morning is checking the death totals with coronavirus, it's probably not a great way to start your day, and it's probably going to drag you down. If that's the last thing you're doing at night, too. So just be careful with how much you're really grabbing into some of this information. Another thing that I want to encourage is just to remember to have some routine in your day, too. A lot of people are working from home, and so it would be really tempting to sleep in, to not eat as well, to go to bed late. And especially for those of you that have little kids at home, one of the best things that you can do to keep surviving right now is to try to adhere as much as possible to more of a routine. And so you're all waking up at the same times that you used to, you're eating meals just like you used to, you're going to bed around the same time, and you're doing it again the next day. So just trying to have some sense of routine and structure can help just with emotional stability right now. And take this opportunity also to learn new things. So you think about all those things in the back of our mind that we have said, hey, someday when I have more time, I'll learn this language. Someday when I have more time, I will clean out that closet. You know, there's all those to-dos in the back of our mind. And now might be the time to tackle a new project like that. All right. So one more thing. And maybe this is just helpful for me, but I like to have just something that I can remember pretty easily. And so the other day, I was thinking actually about the four H's in 4-H. And I'd like to expand that to five H's right now that you could do each day. So I'm going to walk through, and some of you may remember these from your days as a kid. But one of the H's is health. And so do something every day that would be healthy for you. Go for a walk, get outside, do some jumping jacks, anything that's good for your body. So that's health. Second H, your heart. Do something that is beneficial spiritually for you. Maybe that's read a psalm. Maybe that's spend some extra time in prayer. Just do something that's good for your heart. So second H is heart. Third H would be head. Do something to keep your brain active. Again, like I said earlier, it's pretty easy to let your mind just wander with worries. And so having something intentional that you're doing can help bring that back into control. And so some ideas might be to journal, might be to do a puzzle, play a game, something like that that takes your focus off of your worries and is exercising your brain in a healthy way. So third is head. Fourth one is hands. This is really speaking to service. What I also mentioned earlier, you know, reach out and maybe send somebody a card, call somebody. Every day, let somebody know in your life that you are thinking of them right now. And then the fifth one that I want to add is happy. There's a lot of depressing news out there, and so as much as possible, it would be good to try to combat that with some laughter. And I know that might not be the easiest thing to do right now, so I think we have to be pretty intentional about having some joy in our lives. And so when you think about happy, maybe that is being intentional as a family to tell jokes. Maybe that is reading a funny story, playing a silly game. Something that you can laugh at yourself, because I think it's really important to keep that joy going throughout our days. So those five H's again: health, heart, head, hands, and happy. Another idea that I saw, and I think this is a really good idea, is just to have like a bingo card of different activities that you can do, and maybe fill that in again as a family, and slowly but surely try to cross those off and see if you can get a bingo throughout the day. Maybe one of the items would be go for a walk. One of the items would be try something new for dinner. You know, and so on and so forth. And so you can do some things to just make it a little bit more interesting, a little bit more fun, to help break up the new routine that we're experiencing. At the end of the day, I want you all to remember that we don't really know the long-term impacts yet. I don't think any of us could say how long this is going to last. But I do think it is important to monitor how we're doing just with not only our physical health, but our mental health during this season. It's going to impact a lot of us differently, too. You know, for people that are considered essential workers, and especially those in the healthcare field, they're going to be going through a really, really interesting season. And some of them may experience some trauma from their line where they are working right there with the people that are dealing with COVID-19. So just remember that that's not something to figure out in this moment, but that will maybe be something to talk about in the future, is just what are the impacts that this is having on people, both maybe the traumatic impacts with those on the front lines, to the families that are spending more time together. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Satan would like nothing better than to rip apart some families right now. And so I think it's just something that we need to be aware of and try to guard against. On the flip side, I think this could also be a time where families are really growing together too. So opportunities and challenges right now. The last thing that I just really want to encourage and leave you with is to not be afraid to reach out if you are struggling. I think right now it's really easy to talk ourselves out of reaching out. You know, we may look at our closest friend and say, oh, they're too busy for me right now. You know, they have all their kids at home. Or to say, oh, so-and-so, I know they just got laid off. Like, they have it so much worse than I do. I can't talk about how I'm feeling right now. So there's a lot of ways that Satan is trying to really expand that isolation that we're already feeling socially. And so just really watch out for that. And I know it's really difficult to talk yourself into reaching out. And so that's why it really needs to go both ways. Think about some people in your life that you could maybe build some accountability around, where you are doing weekly check-ins, where you are being intentional about helping. And for those of you that are more isolated, I want to encourage you to make the extra effort to go the distance, to make the phone call, to ask for help when you need it. Because there's a lot of people in your congregation that love you, that care for you, and even though they're not seeing you right now in church, they want to know how you're doing, and they want to hear. So hopefully this has been helpful, and I want to encourage you in the week ahead. Thanks.